Welcome to the Classic TV Podcast with me, Andy Priestner.
And me, Hayden Gribble.
Hello, Hayden, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm good, actually, yeah.
I was very tempted to do a Tony Blackburn intro at that. We have a new entry in at number 5 with Alice Cooper and School's Out.
72.
Yeah.
That's old.
Yes, I know. Wasn't that the year you were born?
Eh? Yes, it was.
Thank
Hayden.
You very much.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Classic TV Podcast, and this is a school drama special, isn't it?
It is.
I'm just interrupting Andy pouring another drink.
Look, secure. Yes. And the problem with that is...
Well, since we're talking about schools, we shouldn't be...
We shouldn't have put alcohol in. No, we should have had Panda Pop.
Yes. Panda Pops are brilliant. The blue flavour was the best.
Was it?
Yeah.
That you got tongue all blue on that then.
Yeah. A bit like WKD.
Yeah.
You actually used to put WKD in the Panda Pops bottle at school.
I think that was after my time.
Oh, okay. You've taken a sip and your voice has got very husky all of a sudden. Right, okay, so what are we talking about with the school drama special then, Andy?
Well, I think we're going to take in kids' drama series at school from the 70s, well, not to the present day.
No.
Because we don't know what's on TV today.
No, because this is classic TV. We don't work within the 10-year parameter, do we?
We really don't. We might just creep over the 2000 and hang on by our fingernails briefly.
I think the most recent series we've done is 2004.
That's too recent.
It is, isn't it?
I felt a bit uncomfortable about that.
Yeah,
so where are we going to go first?
I think we better take a trip to... where do you think? Let's have a look on the map here of school dramas.
We're going to go quite a few years back, aren't we?
We are. We're going to go all the way back to 1978.
78?
Yes.
I was, as we've already established, dear listeners, 6 at the time.
Thank you. And what was going on in the world back when this show was on?
1978 was Labour Britain with all the strikes and rubbish everywhere.
Okay.
But in schools, the interesting thing about schools was the comprehensive systems were new and everyone was in one big school together.
Yeah. So you had different social circles mixing at a young age in new schools, yeah?
You did.
And that was unprecedented for the time.
Well, the old system was kind of overturned and there's lots of argument about what comprehensive was and whether it was a good thing. Mm,
I see. Sorry, we turned the volume up on Andy there. I'll turn it back down again.
Anyway, here we go.
Okay. Nearly. Get it going.
Here it is. The Flying Sausage theme music, as it's known.
Isn't it? I think it is. I think that's actually what the track's called.
It's not.
The Flying Sausage. As a visual joke for you listening on radio. Hang on, you got to leave it to the...
There we go, we've done that.
Terrific.
Classic.
Terrific.
So what's your best Grange Hill memory?
Best
do you have Grange Hill memories?
I do have Grange Hill memories. It ran until 2008.
Really?
Happy to know, yes. 601 episodes.
That's crazy, crazy number of episodes.
I know. Put the drink down, Andy. We're in school, remember?
Yeah.
My was when they sort of kept Donkey hostage in the school grounds.
The donkey in the shed.
Donkey in the shed.
With the help of the caretaker, if I'm
correct. And what was his name again?
I've no idea.
Okay, school caretaker.
I could pretend to look it up in a reference book.
Go on in.
No, keep talking while I'm looking it up.
Okay.
But I think that was the same sort of era as when there was that ant kid who was being picked on by Mr. Bronson all the time and he hated him. There was that kid that Mr. Bronson hated, Michael Sheard.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. That was also around the same time as well with the smelly kid in the bath, wasn't it?
I don't know
about
that one.
About.
Oh,
Pegs. Yes, that's it, yeah. Played by Sean Maguire,
yes.
Who went on to be a pop star briefly and was in EastEnders.
Yeah,
and
lots of things.
And he was recently, in the last few years, also in Meet the Spartans as well.
Because he got big, didn't he?
He did. Because he was huge.
He was only small in Grange Hill, wasn't he?
Well, he was a boy, Andy. Just to be fair.
No, I know, but he was a small boy.
and he played a character who was the smelly kid in class, and a girl took pity on him, didn't she?
Was he a gypsy? Or was he just really poor?
I think he might have been. Either that, or you're being very unfair on gypsies.
No, I know, but still. I'm not saying that. I just thought it might be a genuine gypsy story.
I think it might have been. Well, because that was one of the great things about Grange Hill, was that it... I mean, what you were saying about, you know, I was going to say the correspondence then, but the comprehensive schools, they sort of opened up to kids from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense if he was a gypsy, yes.
On that basis.
Yes, I think you are quite right, yes.
I mean, in that first
episode... Turn it to John the Measure.
We watched the first episode earlier just to remind ourselves how it started. We were quite impressed, weren't we?
It was very good. Very well acted. And it reminded me of my first day at school.
Did it? Why?
Almost word for word. It ticks all of the boxes of your first day. You don't want to get up. You're nervous. Mm-hmm. You're late. The older kids sort of play pranks on you and get... You know, you're lost already, but that'll get you even more lost.
The posh kid with the briefcase?
Yes.
That was me at one school.
Was it?
I hate that. It's horrible.
Hello, I'm Andrew.
I was at private school.
Yeah.
Was it public school? I was getting confused. For a year or two, and then I had to go to a comp.
I see.
Because my parents moved, and I turned up with a briefcase. Oh, and was dear. Picked on relentlessly, and it was never forgotten.
Did you have red braces and a...
no.
To a giant effects. Phone.
No, I didn't. But
New Kids just talking about shares all the time.
What really interested me watching the first episode was how you knew that Tucker and Alan were really cool straight away, even though they were really young.
Yeah.
And as the series progresses, they're obviously cool, because Tucker wears a leather jacket later on, and there's motorbikes, and they don't turn up at school and... do stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. That's very cool. When you're at school. But even when they were young, it was kind of like the same thing. They gave off the same vibe. And when you're a kid, you still realise who was cool and who wasn't. Mm. Immediately, didn't you?
Yeah. But it wasn't as though they weren't given a specific haircut or, you know, they weren't the main character.
They all looked pretty bad.
Yeah. It was Invasion of the Hobbits, wasn't it? That haircut.
It was. But as we were saying, that hair is kind of back, isn't it?
It is back, yeah.
Everyone's got long hair.
It's
like
been
that,
beavered now, unfortunately, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But we can't talk about that, because that's too recent.
So other Grange Hill memories include when they tried to save Scruffy McGuffy, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The cool English teacher, and that was Susan Tully, the leader of Volt.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Michelle and EastEnders.
Yes, rapping with Ronnie Birtles, and I can't remember what they called. She Rappers? No, I'm making that up.
Oh dear, that's a terrible name for a band.
I don't remember, they rap. Certainly.
Yeah.
When Kathy Hargreaves went off school to Rob with Madeline Tanner. Madeline Tanner was the first bully.
Yeah.
And then later you had Gripper Stebson, there was the race war.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then there was
one of the great things about that show was, you know, with me coming from a very small village on the sort of Cambridgeshire Essex border, it was predominantly, it was 100% a Caucasian school.
Yeah.
So when you saw Grange Hill and you saw, you know, children from all different kinds of ethnic groups, it was alien, but it actually made it seem actually more realistic than the life I was leading.
Really?
Yeah, in a way.
I remember standing in the schoolyard certainly thinking, I wish I was in Grange Hill now because it's so cool, and I was running down corridors. And even though really bad things happened and people died, like Danny Kendall and Jeremy Irvin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all those deaths.
Drowned. Who was the one who drowned?
Jeremy,
in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That it's... You still wanted to be part of that whole Grange Hill vibe because it was still cool.
Mm.
Really was.
Well, you wouldn't say no to them, would you?
When did it go on till, Hayden? Tell me.
It was 2008... 30 years to the day since it started.
Gasp. And I know, because I've seen online, that Tucker was in it again.
He was indeed, He had a nephew in it called Togger Jenkins.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Togger Jenkins.
I think that's trying too hard, isn't it?
I think it isn't trying hard enough.
Okay. Well, we're going to play out this segment with, appropriately enough, probably the most famous storyline of all from Grange Hill, which was Zamo getting hooked on heroin.
Yeah.
That scene where he was in the... I think it was an amusement arcade, and Roland found him. Roland. Yeah. He'd taken an overdose, hadn't he?
Yes,
he
had.
Here we go. We're going to hear from the Grange Hill cast now. Just Say No. And as I recall, they can't sing very well.
No, not at all. Did this predate Doctor in Distress?
It's similar, isn't it?
Very similar.
1986.
Oh, same year then.
It's the same year.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing. What have we stumbled upon?
And they're not singing. We have to move them to singing.
All right.
There you are. See you in part two.
What have we got next?
We have got Biker Grove next.
Don't listen to anyone else. All you gotta do is be
sad. Where's the saxophone? Where's the obligatory 80s saxophone?